done, you little darlings. Your mummies and daddies are going to be jolly thrilled. I could hug you.
I feel nervous.
I don't.
We all feel nervous.
I don't.
It's our opening night.
Are you nervous?
I'll jolly well say I am, Samantha. My husband and two-year-old daughter are coming.
Can we hear the end of the fairy tale now?
Good idea, Tristram. We've just half an hour. To the story mat. Now, where did we leave off last time? The willowy princess had come home to the castle.
Oh, joy. Oh, perfect joy.
Joss and Plain Girl rescued the baby princess.
Wait till Meredith sees what we brought home.
This baby's ours now. She can't change her mind, Joss.
The wizard of Castle Serious Face was looking extremely happy.
He's got a lady friend.
What?
It's obvious. Can't you see it?
Ted, Doris, I want you to know I've decided to remarry.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Another Mrs. Leamington.
The willowy princess wasn't interested in the baby.
What a racket. Shut her up.
We really must choose a name for her. How about Jane?
Betty? Elizabeth?
Anne.
I'm going out.
Good. Don't rush back.
And so Plain Girl and the minstrel were alone at last. Jack was happy until he too got jealous of the baby.
I've thrown in my job.
Doesn't surprise me.
Oh, be honest, George. What could surprise you, old Mother Earth?
Plain Girl became the princess who couldn't smile, and the pink blob from the cellar nightly came up to add to the minstrel's misery.
Pop up later.
Don't bother.
What are we going to do? Didn't you give a thought to the baby and your...
Your what? You were going to say wife. Well, you're not the little hard done by wife. You only act like it. I feel suffocated.
If only a fairy godmother would come along, Plain Girl thought. By the way, this is the sixth and final episode of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
One more spoonful. There.
Oh.
Electricity. The bills still come in even when one's decided that money isn't important.
We'll manage.
There really should be a special arrangement for those who put art before cash.
But if he's elected, I'm sure Mr. Wilson will bring in something like that.
Move your feet, I've work to do.
You're changing into a shrew.
Yes, she is, isn't she, Sarah?
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
Looks like an email letter.
It's from Meredith. I recognise her handwriting. Mm. Look at the state of you, miss. Breakfast cereal all over you.
Still safely out of the country, then.
Dear Joss, lazing on a tropical beach in Hawaii after the concert in LA. You're a free man. I got us a divorce. Let's call it an early Christmas present, darling. Now you can marry that fat frump. Go on, sweetie. I dare you.
There. That's a clean-faced girl now. How's Meredith? Enjoying the tour?
So-so. Listen, it's a splendid day, but how about if I take her ladyship for a spin round the park?
I've got a lot to do this morning.
Well, Sarah and I can find the park without you, can't we? We don't want her with us, do we? No.
You don't usually take her out?
No, I don't, do I? But then, I don't usually have all day to myself.
Well, why don't you want me to come with you?
Fruit? Well, I thought you didn't want to.
Well, keep the hood up. It may look sunny, but there's a chill in that wind.
Come on, Princess, we're going tats.
And be sensible. Don't leave her outside the pub.
Of course I won't.
How long will you be?
Not long. Just get on with your housework.
The pink blob crept up behind Jack as he moved past the cellar.
I can manage, Pegs. Thank you.
Where's he off to, then?
Taking Sarah for a walk in the park. He never does things like that, usually. He's up to something.
In the servants' room at Castle Serious Face, Plain Girl's father was worried too.
Who is she? This new woman of Mr. James's. That's what I'm wondering.
Ask him, why don't you?
Be sensible, Doris. It's not my place to inquire of Mr. James's private and confidential affairs.
I don't see why not.
He'll tell me in his own good time.
You know, we could be out on our beam ends.
Mr. James will see us all right. I blame Georgina for this.
How do you work that out?
If she'd come to her ladyship's funeral, he wouldn't have got so depressed.
He didn't seem depressed to me.
Of course he was. That's why he sought consternation in the arms of some little piece of fluff.
Only someone with a very peculiar mind like yours could blame Georgina.
There you are, Ted. Bring the car around.
Right away, Mr. James. I was just thinking, what a very nice morning for a drive it is, sir. Where are we going? Down to Epsom?
No, Battersea.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now.
Hi.
Josh, you're back. Was she all right? Where is she? You haven't left her outside in a pram.
She's not here, George.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I left her in hands more experienced and more loving even than yours, perhaps.
Where is she? You've taken her back to those adoption people, you swine!
Stop it.
I want my baby!
You'll get her back this afternoon. I need to talk to you without her being here.
George, how could you frighten me like this? Where is she?
I took her to a nursery.
What nursery?
I told them my wife was poorly sick and could they please look after our little baby while I took you to the hospital. They were only too delighted. She was going and smiling at them when I left her.
Which nursery? I'm going to get her.
No, I'm not telling you.
You're the most selfish, awful man.
I'm going crazy. I need to talk to you. I can't do it while she's here.
Talk! Go on, talk!
I thought after Meredith left, I'd get you to myself. I hadn't reckoned with Sarah. Even when she's asleep, you give her more of your time than you do me. One afternoon, Georgie. That's all I'm asking.
Very well. But first, tell me where she is.
You promised to leave her there till this afternoon.
Please, Joss!
Promise, on the baby's life, you'll give me this time.
I promise!
She's a Park Street nursery. It's a council place, very nicely run. Lots of babies there. Here's the card. We'll ring, if you like, from the box on the corner.
I will.
Well, get your coat. We're going somewhere we can talk in peace.
Jack liked the river, even in October when it was windy and cold. Plain Girl felt like a prisoner serving time till she could see her baby again. Sir Serious Face's coach arrived at Plain Girl's castle after they had gone.
That's her flat up there, Mr. James. Will I ask her down? You don't want to see inside. The state of the place. Turn your stomach, it would.
No, I'll go in, Ted. Top flat.
Top flat. You can't miss it.
I don't know what I feel.
You obviously feel different about me. Why?
I don't want to hurt you.
Well, you're doing it all the same.
We are coming up to the famous Tower of London. On the left of the boat is Traitor's Gate. Those who went through that portcullis rarely came out again. It's difficult to walk without your head.
That's a good one.
It's not that funny.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
If you glance to your right, you may see the boats unloading at the banana warehouse.
I don't want to hurt you, Joss, honestly.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. Enjoying yourself?
Not particularly.
Ah, it's a nice day to be out in the river.
As if you're forced.
Oh, come on, you wanted to come. You were just playing hard to get. I know you.
Over on the south bank is the site of a house owned by the well-known diarist Samuel Pepys. His house was where the bomb site is now. His diary is almost as well known as Mrs. Dale's.
I'm terribly worried about the Great Fire of London.
I didn't want to come. When I think of you leaving Sarah with strangers, I feel ill.
Although I know it's been bad lately. I just want to get us back the way we were.
You just wanted an afternoon out without Sarah.
I could have come on my own if I just wanted that.
You hate doing things on your own.
I've had to get used to it lately. I wouldn't mind competing with another man, but it's hard when your rival is a six-month-old baby.
Can I help you?
Do you know the girl in the top flat?
Which one?
The top flat.
I mean, which girl? Meredith's abroad, but Georgina still lives there?
It was her I was looking for.
Out. Left an hour ago with him, Joss.
Joss, Meredith.
He's sponging off her, taking advantage. Will she listen?
Look, I'm James Lemington. I'm her godfather.
Peg Feather. I've heard her talk about you. I live in the basement.
How do you do?
Someone died?
No. Well, yes, but... Look, just tell her I called, will you? It's good news.
Right. She's a lovely girl, really, underneath it all. Lovely, warm girl.
Yes, I know.
I think she and I would make good flatmates.
Do you? You'll tell her.
I'm a fount of information, I am. Ugly but useful, eh?
Over on the left, you can see the monument commemorating it.
I feel cold.
Here. Take my coat. Let me put it over your legs.
You'll catch your death.
Oh, you'd love me then. Pale, coughing. Oh, you'd find me bloody irresistible.
Maybe I never loved you. Maybe I was simply grateful.
Oh, just no pleasing you, is there? Here you are on a nice river cruise with a brilliantly witty commentary. The sun's shining. You've a man who's mad about you. A beautiful baby to cuddle when you get home. And still, you've got a face like a wet weekend at Margate.
Can't you just shut up?
Oh, we could get married. Look, my divorce is through.
I'm sorry, Joss. I want to love you, but nothing happens anymore.
Oh, fair enough. Just thought it was polite to ask. You want me to leave?
Sarah needs her father.
No, she doesn't. Here, take this.
What is it?
The return half of your ticket. Not much point in going on with this, is there? Oh, well, you've come a long way, George. I knew you when you thought you were fat and ugly. Couldn't get a man. Now, here you are, throwing away everything you ever wanted. Goodbye.
Joss, we're still in the middle of the river.
To the ringing men. Up we go. Ha ha.
Joss, what are you doing? Come down.
Frankly, Scarlet, I do give a damn. I wish I were dead. Goodbye. It's all right. I'm still holding on. Don't worry, I'm not the suicidal type.
I wonder where she's gone.
The neighbour said something about the baby's father.
Well, at least we know she's still alive. Yeah, we've done our best for her.
Yes, left here, Ted. I know a shortcut home.
Mr. James, I was wondering... Well, that is, Doris was wondering. How soon you're getting married?
Very soon. That's what I wanted to tell George, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I see.
Welcome on board, Fairy Princess, for our return sailing to Westminster Pier.
Excuse me, miss?
Idle Jack jumped onto the boat as it was leaving the pier.
Excuse me, miss, but don't I know you?
Joss, you idiot, everyone's looking at you. Sit down.
Because you remind me greatly of a girl I knew once. This girl was quite attractive, really, but she would go around looking like a mess pretending she wasn't. I took her on a boat ride once, all the way to Greenwich. Don't get me wrong, she was very kind and loving and sweet and all that, but she had this one failing.
I thought you weren't coming back on the boat.
She went round all the time feeling miserable. She thought she had to do all these things when in fact she didn't need to do them at all. So, you see, she made herself very unhappy when in reality she had everything she could possibly want. She had an inability to take life as it came. I worked that out over a mug of indifferent tea on the pier.
I'm going to cry.
You know, that's exactly the kind of thing she used to say all the time.
Go away, Joss, please.
Do you know you've got water coming out of your eyes? You must have an excess of water in your head. You need a tap on the neck. You're crying. Maybe I should try. It looks fun. Shall I cry? Shall I? No, it's useless. I can't. I haven't been able to cry in years. I haven't wept since I was 10 and slid off the saddle onto the crossbar.
Ooh.
Good God, no. You're smiling.
No, I'm not.
Aha! You're looking away, but you were. You stopped crying. Was it exhausting you or have you run out of tears? What have you closed your eyes for? Are you in pain? Oh, you won't speak. I see. You're giving me the old silent treatment. Good idea. Nothing like a nice big dollop of dignified silence but a chap in his place. Where are you going? Looking for the lavatory? Oh, you're out of luck, mate. If you're desperate, I'll get the ship turned round. Head for the Penny and Slot Loose back at Greenwich. Or maybe the captain has his own on board. Shall I ask him? We wouldn't like an accident at this late stage.
Don't you dare!
She spoke. She spoke! It's a miracle, I thought I'd done for her vocal cords. Praise be.
I'm not laughing.
Oh, I know. Other people might think you were, but I know you're not. Even if you shudder and shake and queer gurgling sounds emanate from your throat. I won't think you're laughing, my dear, not me. I'm not so easily taken in. I can see through people as easily as... That was meant to be a click of my fingers, but I can't click my fingers, so I do it with my tongue. Fortunate I'm a trained ventriloquist, isn't it? I throw the clicking sound down to my fingers. Listen. Frighteningly realistic, isn't it? I'm like Peter Pan. He couldn't click his fingers either. It can be terribly embarrassing. For God's sake, shut me up with a kiss. I'm exhausted.
We hope you've enjoyed your riverboat trip with us and that you'll show us your appreciation.
Not a bad time, is it?
No, no. Come in, Peg. You're just in time. Bye, then.
Are you going somewhere? Packed plenty, haven't you?
You must admit it, Georgie. She's uncanny. She gets right to the nub. Here am I, weighed down with luggage, and she works out I'm going somewhere. Yes, Pegs. I'm going, and I may be gone some time.
Got all your stuff? Anything you've left?
You can keep. See you, George.
Come on through, Peg. Fancy a cup of tea?
He's left you, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
I knew it was coming. Did you have a row?
No, he was just fed up.
He has a lot to be fed up about, I don't think. You look after his baby, wash his clothes. What more does he want?
More than I've got to give. Poor Joss. I feel so sorry for him.
He deserts you, and you feel sorry for him?
He's such a frightened little boy inside. He's going to be lonely.
Bit sudden, isn't it? You were out together this afternoon, I noticed. Oh, by the way, you had a visitor, James Lemington.
James was here?
Said he'd some good news.
Did he? Oh, poor old James. Never did give him an answer.
Where did you go?
Greenwich, on the river.
Bit chilly for little Sarah.
She was the hostage to make me go with him. Oh, not really. Do you want tea or not?
If you're making one. Hostage?
He wanted me to himself, so he took her to Park Street Nursery. I rang them once he admitted what he'd done. She was fine. She was only there 3 hours.
Why has he left you then?
I told you, Peg. He was fed up. We ended up at Lion's Corner House on the Strand. I almost enjoyed it, except for worrying needlessly about Sarah. Funny old Joss. Make the tea. I thought she was settled.
What's she going to do?
I don't know. Work, I suppose. What's the matter with you then, miss, eh?
Will you keep her?
Of course. Is it your teeth? Jolly naughty teeth to wake you up.
I don't see why you should.
Don't you, Peg? Then I doubt whether I could explain it to you. Pass me her bottle, will you? The one with the water in.
Oh, you look tired.
I'll go to bed as soon as she's off.
Want me to stay with you?
No, it's all right, Peg.
I could pop downstairs and get my things.
I'll be fine. No. Thanks. I did love him once. I was totally mad for him, actually. Used to lie on that divan out there, squirming with lust. But that was before you came along. I knew from the start I'd love you, little darling. It's you I'm crazy about now. I love you with a love stronger than anything I've ever felt for Joss or anyone. There's no room left for feeling anything for Joss. It's gone. All gone. As he said, I had everything I wanted, and I threw it all away. Couldn't he see that I don't need any of it since I have you? Cuddle him, my darling. Sleep well. Tomorrow the servants all. Quite looking forward to telling Mum and Dad about our future.
You're keeping their baby?
She's my baby now.
But you know nothing about babies.
I'll learn as I go along. Taxi driver thought Sarah was the spitting image of me.
How could she be? I expect he saw you weren't wearing a wedding ring.
Cripes, I expect he did. Oh, the shame of it. I must get one at Woolies on the way home.
Think of the future. She's going to grow up. She'll need a school. She'll want to know who her real mother is, who her dad was.
I'll tell her.
And what kind of life will you have with a baby?
I don't mind.
You haven't thought it through. You've just been swept along by your emotions.
I love her, Mum, as I've never loved anyone before.
You're not married.
Meredith and Joss were, and they were lousy parents.
People will think you're an unmarried mother.
Who cares?
She will, when she sees her classmates giggling.
Oh, you think Dr. Bernardo's would be better?
There, at least they're all in the same boat.
I can't let her go.
Don't do this. Not if you ever want a baby of your own or a husband. Who'll marry you if they have to take on someone else's cast-off kid?
This is a pointless discussion.
What did you come for? We never see you these days unless you're after something.
I wanted to start up the dancing classes again.
How can you, with a baby to look after?
I thought you'd...
Oh, no. I want nothing to do with this foolishness.
Well, just 3 hours a day. I'll pay you.
I don't want paying. I'm not doing it.
Fine. No problem, Ducky. I'll put her in a nursery.
In any case, we might not be here much longer.
What?
Bean changes around here. You smelt the paint. He's got himself a new wife. She might not approve of your classes or us.
He can't have got married.
Why not? He's a free man.
Well, what's she like?
Never seen her. Like the last one, I expect.
Well, doesn't she live here? I mean, are they on their honeymoon or what?
They aren't married yet. Getting married as soon as possible. That's what he told your father.
Is he here? Oh, can I...
Ah, she's sleeping, bless her. Leave her. If you want to know where he is, ask Dad. He's in the dining room.
The new Mrs. Leamington likes clean silver then, Dad.
It's my silver cleaning day. Second Thursday in the month. If you've come here to make trouble, you can go away again.
I want to see Mr. James. Here, let me help.
Use that dry cloth. Do you know how?
Of course. What's she like? Where did she meet him?
Says they've known each other for years. Younger woman, that's all I know.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Oh, should have asked your permission first.
I would have said no. Have you seen her?
Don't need to. I know the type he goes for.
Do you, Dad? Do you really?
Where are you off to?
To the dance studio. Has it been turned into a boudoir for Mrs. Leamington?
No. One of the few rooms he hasn't had done up. I'll tell him you're here when he gets back.
He loved me, yeah, yeah, yeah. He loved me, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, I went and left him flat.
Hello, Georgie.
Oh, sorry, James. Didn't hear you come in.
No, go on. I like it.
I was just messing around.
Sounded good. Beatles, eh?
Yes. House is looking spruce.
You too. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, sorry to hear about your wife's death.
Were you?
There was a lot going on at the time of her funeral. God, that sounds so pathetic.
I wasn't heartbroken.
What, that I didn't come?
That Nellie died. A shock, of course, sudden like that, but I wasn't sorry. It means I'm free to marry again.
Mum, tell me the big news. Anyone we know?
Oh, you know her, Georgie.
Do I? I know it's daft, but I feel really hurt about this. No, don't say anything. I know I never seriously responded to your offer, and then Joss came along.
Your flatmate's husband...
We had an affair.
Had an affair?
It's finished. I let him go. Well, congratulations and toodaloo. I'll try and make the wedding.
I hope you will. I'll need you there.
As a bridesmaid? No chance. Not a maid any longer.
Georgie, come back. It's you I'm going to marry, you silly little girl.
James?
If you'll have me.
But James, I...
What?
I've got Joss and Meredith's baby. She's so sweet, though. I call her Sarah.
I love children, you know that. It'll get our family off to a quick start.
But I don't love you.
In time, I think you might.
James, another thing. I've gone off sex.
It's okay, I enjoy a challenge.
And I might be sterile. A barren, as we say in biblical circles.
How do you know?
I didn't get pregnant with Joss. That's put you off.
Have you seen a gynecologist?
No.
I'll get you some tests.
Could you get me tests? I'd really like that. I want us to have lots of babies.
I told you before, Georgina, you can have anything you want. Well?
Not so fast. Just a couple of conditions.
Name them.
I want you to give Mum and Dad the sack.
What?
A golden handshake. I can't have them as my servants.
Ted's my friend as well as my servant.
He hates your guts.
I can't believe that.
Of course you can't. You're too conceited.
That's my Georgie girl.
Pension me off, Mr. James. I'm only 53.
This will give you the chance to do something different, Ted. Something... Georgie, what did you say?
Something more constructive.
I'm too old to work on a building site.
Made a joke, Dad.
Hmm?
You're improving already. Not be short of money.
I don't know what to say.
Then say nothing for once in your life.
Eh?
I always said valeting wasn't a man's job. Well, I hope you'll both be very happy.
Sarah wants to meet her new daddy.
She's beautiful. And wet.
Oh, James.
So, plain girl became lady not quite so serious face. Sir then stopped being frightening wizard and showed himself to be a quiet and rather shy man. They would live happily ever after.
Is that true?
I think it is.
Do you, Samantha? Well, let's just say we hope it's true. Look at the time! You've got to get ready for the opening. Well, that's it. The end of Georgie Girl, in which you heard Peter Gunn as the boatman, Teresa Streatfield as Peg, and Melanie Hudson as Meredith. They were at the wedding, by the way.
Hello, Peg. Thought you'd be here by the food. Snout in the trough as usual.
Meredith! Tell you!
All the better for being sprayed with quiche, I don't think.
Tristram was played by Jack Shute and Samantha Parker-Smythe by Emily Riley.
Cheers, Samantha.
Cheers.
I'm never going to marry. I'm going to live in sin.
Where's that?
Sir Serious Face.
James.
Was played by Kenneth Cranmer.
More champagne for everyone. Keep those corks popping. Let's have a party. So, we're related at last.
Yes, sir, Mr. James. I mean, yes, son.
John Hollis was Ted, and Eileen Bell was Doris.
Were you nervous, Ted? You looked it, giving her away.
I was. I thought he might think better of it. I'll never get used to him calling me father.
Put that cloth down.
And Joe McGann was Joss. He turned up late, of course.
May I kiss the beautiful bride?
Hello, Joss. Jolly glad you could come.
Are you happy?
I'm secure. We've adopted Sarah. All legally binding. She'll be a real millionaire's daughter.
Do you love him?
We're going to Barbados for our honeymoon, Joss, the three of us. James said the nanny could look after Sarah. I said no.
You can't love him.
Here, drink to my happiness.
Well, three cheers for Georgie, played by Caroline Strong. You haven't answered my question, Georgie.